Hi, I'm Dana Stigdon, serving in the Dominican Republic.
And I'm Stan Stigdon, serving with my lovely wife in the Dominican Republic.
And we want to wish you Feliz
Navidad. Navidad.
Listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a Christmas fireside chat with our seminary professors. Today we'll be chatting about Old Testament types of Christ, and our guest is the Reverend Dr. Thomas Egger, president of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Egger, welcome.
Good to be with you guys.
Where would you like to begin?
Well, there are many types of Christ in the Old Testament, but here as we're celebrating Jesus' birth at Christmas, I thought I would focus on the hope, the Old Testament hope of a child who would be born, who would make all the difference for all the world. And the first promise that we get of a Savior is the promise of a child to be born, the seed of the woman. So right after the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden, the world is drastically changed. Not only have our first parents sinned, but they've now become slaves to sin, and their whole lives are infected by sin. There's conflict now in the world, strife and enmity. There is sickness and death. The sentence of death comes into the world. All of the horrors and the griefs of life have come into the world because of human sin in the garden. And right on the heels of that, God does not wait very long before he gives them hope. And even as he is speaking the punishments that will come because of sin, he is also speaking a promise that the seed of the woman, a child to be born from the woman, will one day crush the head of our ancient foe, the devil, the serpent. And so that promise is well known. But I wanted to read a passage from just two chapters later in Genesis, from Genesis 5. As you're going through a genealogy and hearing this long list of names of this person is born, then this person is born, then this person is born, when we come to the end of the genealogies in Genesis chapter 5, you come to a man named Lamech naming his son Noah. Now, the name Noah means rest, and it sounds very much like a Hebrew word also. Nuach is the word for rest, or Noach, Noah, and it sounds like the Hebrew word for comfort, Nacham. And so the name is a play on those two words, rest and comfort. And here's what the text says. It says, when Lamech had lived 182 years, he fathered a son and called his name Noah, saying, out of the ground that the Lord has cursed, this one shall bring us relief from our work and from the painful toil of our hands. The word for relief there is this word comfort. He will bring us comfort, or it could be translated consolation, because of the pain that's in the world. And you can hear all the language of the Garden of Eden there in that passage. The painful toil of our hands, the curse on the ground. This one will bring us comfort or rest. And that hope was alive. And Noah, in a sense, was the one through whom God brought some comfort and help and salvation. The whole world was destroyed by a flood. To Noah and his family, God remembered them, showed favor, preserved them and all living creatures. But Noah ultimately was not the one to bring comfort. And so his father's hope was not fully realized in that son. But as the Old Testament goes on, you continue to get these promises of hope that a child will be born. You have the promises in Genesis 12 to Abram that through his seed, all the offspring of the earth will be blessed. And you have the promise later on to David that a son of yours will be on the throne over my people forever. His reign will have no end. And you have the promises in Isaiah that are rehearsed through the season of Advent and give us such joy at Christmas that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel. the promise two chapters later in Isaiah 9, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government will be upon his shoulder. He'll have all these illustrious names, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor. And ultimately, all of these promises are fulfilled in through one woman and one child when the Virgin Mary gives birth to our Savior Jesus. When she brings him into the temple, Anna and Simeon, aged Anna and Simeon, are waiting there. And Luke tells us that they had been waiting for the consolation of Israel. And it's the same word here. They had been waiting for the one who would bring comfort. So this is one great type of Jesus in the Old Testament. He'll be a human being. God will come as a human child, as a human being. And many things are promised about this Messiah and his work. But in this passage in Genesis 5, we have the promise that he's the one who will bring comfort and relief from the pain that's come into the world because of human sin. And certainly our Lord Jesus has done that through the forgiveness of our sins in this life, through reconciliation between striving and people and the healing of animosity already now by his grace. But ultimately, when he comes again, he will be the one who will bring an end to the curse, and the curse will be no more in the creation. No more pain, no more conflict, no more sickness and dying, only joy and hope under his eternal reign.
Thanks be to God for that. The Reverend Dr. Thomas Egger, president of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, thanks for the chat.
Good to be here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah.
Have you ever thought about making a gift to KFUO through your Donor Advised Fund or DAF? When you make a donation to a DAF, you are eligible for an immediate tax deduction. Then it's just a matter of recommending a grant to KFUO. Hi, I'm Mike Fisher, Senior Gift Planning Advocate with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and I'm here to help you leverage your love for KFUO. Contact me about giving through your Donor Advised Fund by visiting kfuo.org/give. Giving can be easy, and I'm here to help. kfuo.org/give.